The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. Jesus heals a woman on the Sabbath, offering her a new beginning for her life. When challenged by a narrow reading of the Sabbath command, Jesus responds by expanding Sabbath work to include setting people free from their bondage. I begin reading at verse 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things that he was doing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children come forward for the children's sermon. Good morning. Are y'all doing okay? This morning I'm going to need a little help. Somebody want to help me? You want to help? Okay, why don't you stand up for a minute. I need you to hold this for me. Okay, you got it? You sure? It's heavy, isn't it? Can you hold it up there for a minute while I talk? Huh? You want somebody else to help you? No? You got it for a minute? All right, well, we'll take some turns here in just a second. There's a story that I read about a lady in the gospel lesson today, and it was like she was carrying a heavy weight around her neck. She was all stooped over, and it hurt. Are your arms starting to hurt a little bit? Yeah, got to switch hands. All right, how about somebody else? Somebody else want to try? You want to try? All right, you got it? You sure? All right, it's pretty heavy, isn't it? Okay. No, it's not? Not too bad. Okay, we'll hold it there for a minute. But this lady had been that way for a long time. It would be like having this bag wrapped around your neck all the time. Would you like that very much? Every time you went out to play, you had to have it around your neck? Or when you ate dinner, you had to have it around your neck? No? Is it getting heavy? Here, how about somebody else? Somebody else want to try? Anybody else? Somebody else try. Why don't you stand up? You get a turn. You got it? You sure? Okay. Pretty heavy, isn't it? Okay. So how would you like to carry that around all the time with you? When you'd eat, or when you go play, or go to school, when you go visit grandma, you got to carry that all the time with you. It's got to be with you all the time. Well, that's the way that lady was. She had that weight, and it just drooped around her all the time, and she had no way of getting rid of it. But then she went to church one time, and she saw Jesus, and Jesus says, "Your weight is taken away from you." And he took it away. Does that feel better? Does your arm feel better now? How about yours? Does it feel better now that you don't have that weight? How about you? Yeah, it feels much better. For that lady, too, it felt much better. And we carry burdens around with us a lot of times. Sometimes it is stuff that we carry, and we have lots of stuff that we carry around and responsible for. Sometimes it's just things that might make us sad or unhappy, and we carry those things with us. But Jesus takes that weight away so that it's not heavy anymore for us. And he forgives us of our sins, and he lets us know that he will carry it for us so that we don't have to. Okay, let us pray this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you lift our burdens off of us and carry those things for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, y'all can go sit. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning I want to retell that story just one more time, and I want to try to flesh it out a little bit, maybe to bring out a few points in there, just for us to think about of some of the things that people go through and what Jesus has come to do for us. There once was an elderly lady, and she was all bent out of shape. I mean, she was actually bent out of shape. She was all stooped over. In her younger years, she was tall and slender, but no more. Something had happened. And what caused it, nobody really could say. Maybe it was just osteoporosis. Maybe it was old age. Maybe it was simply a loss of bone over the years. Maybe it was simply because she couldn't afford a good diet. Or maybe it was because of all the hard work that she had to do throughout her years, or the heavy burdens that she had to carry. Maybe it was something that was placed on her life that made her depressed. And she shrunk, and she shrunk, and she shrunk over the years. She had lost over 5 inches of her height because she was so stooped over. But she was a faithful lady. She had to go to worship every week. She never did lose her faith. It was a struggle to get ready to go. And it was much more of a struggle just to go itself, as she just shuffled along. And more times than not, she was late getting to worship. And on this particular day, she wanted to make sure that she got to worship. For there was going to be a special speaker today. A traveling preacher of sorts. His name was Jesus of Nazareth. And he was going to come talk today. And she wanted to hear what he had to say. She had heard the rumors about him, that he spoke with authority, that he spoke like he had a direct line from God. And he was saying wonderful things, mighty things, powerful things that uplifted the spirits of people. She had even heard rumors that he could heal. But she didn't have her hopes up for that. That wasn't her main reason for going. She just simply wanted to listen to Jesus. She had given up all hope of healing. Some people said she was actually cursed with her disease. She had tried all sorts of things. She had tried medications. She had tried potions. She had tried mechanical contraptions to get her straightened up. Even one quack of a physician told her, "You got to hang upside down for an hour each day to straighten you out." She tried everything, but nothing worked. Nothing of this world worked for her. She was bent out of shape. Maybe she really was cursed. And so on that day of worship, she slowly made herself go. She went. And as usual, she arrived late, but she wasn't worried about disturbing the other people there because nobody would ever notice her. Nobody ever did notice her. They just looked past her. They would overlook her because she was so short. They wouldn't see her. It was like she wasn't even there. It was like she was not even a person. People didn't notice her. They didn't want to see her. They didn't want to see her at all. Maybe they thought she was cursed too. But she came in through those doors. And like she thought, nobody would notice her. And nobody did. Nobody paid any attention to her. Nobody except the speaker, that man named Jesus. Worship had already started. And he was speaking already. And you could tell the crowd was transfixed by what he was saying. Evidently, those rumors were true. He did speak with authority. He spoke like he had a direct line from God. And people were fascinated. They were listening to him, to what he had to say, this wonderful message that he had. But when she walked in, he stopped. He looked at her. How he could see her, she did not know, because she was so short, and maybe there was just a crack through that crowd. But they saw each other and their eyes met. And she had never seen a face like that. There was something different about this face of a man. Oh, it was a normal face, all right. But what it showed was something else. In that face, she could see the love and the compassion that he had for people. And for her as well. But also behind that face was power. A power not of this earth. She had never seen anything like that in anybody before. And what was more, he called her by name. He called her by name, and he had never met her before. She had never met him, but he knew her name. He called her to come forward. And as she was coming forward, the crowd kind of parted. They hadn't recognized her before. They hadn't seen her before. They hadn't paid any attention to her before. But she was coming forward. And as she was coming forward, Jesus says, "Your burden is lifted. Your ailments are over." And as she came forward, he put his hands on her head and he gave her a blessing. And she could feel some changes starting to take place. Something was happening with her body. Her bones were getting stronger. She could hear them creak and crack a little bit. Her muscles were starting to relax a little bit more and to soften up a bit. Her tendons and her ligaments were starting to stretch. She was starting to stand upright, and all those internal organs that had been compressed out of shape were being restored back to their natural and normal places. She no longer had that pain, that constant pain that went with her everywhere she went, day and night. It was going away. And she could stand straight up once again. And she had a completely new perspective on life. She used to always have to just walk around looking at the dirt and her feet. Now she could look up. She could see people. And people could see her. She could look at other people in the eyes. And they could know her. She had a completely different perspective on life. And she knew that only by this miracle that God had done this, that it was only from God that something like this could happen. And she began giving thanks and praise and raising up prayers of joy to God. And all the people who were gathered there were amazed. Their jaws were dropped. What's going on here? Not only have we heard such a wonderful message from this man, Jesus, but we also see the power that he possesses. And they were all amazed at what was going on there at that worship service. It had never happened that way before. Everyone was amazed. Everyone was excited, except for the leaders of the synagogue. They were somewhat upset. Worship is not supposed to happen this way. Look, it doesn't even have anything about this in the bulletin. Our worship service doesn't happen this way. He is being disruptive. This whole thing of healing is disruptive in our worship service. This is the Sabbath. It is a day of worship. And what's going on here with all this commotion? And so they were upset. They couldn't let this happen. They couldn't let this go on. What a terrible precedent would be set if this were to continue. What if other people came next week and were healed on the Sabbath? And the week after that, who knows what or who would ever be here? We can't have that. And so the leader of the synagogue addresses the crowd. He says, "People, listen to me. Worship is not supposed to happen like this. We have a set order and we're supposed to follow it. This is being disruptive. And it is also the Sabbath. The Sabbath is a day of worship and it's a day of rest. And healing on the Sabbath is actually work. It says so in our rule book. You cannot heal on the Sabbath unless it is life-threatening. This lady has had this disease for 18 years. Today it is not life-threatening if it hasn't been for the last 18 years. Jesus is breaking the law. And this has to stop. And he addresses Jesus. Jesus, young man, you should be ashamed of yourself. We opened up our place of worship for you to come and speak today. And here you call all this disruption going on here in our worship service. We've never had this before. We've never done it this way before. We've never seen this before. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And you ought to know the rules yourself. That this is breaking the law. Because it is this day of Sabbath. The day of rest. You are not supposed to work. You're not supposed to lift this heavy burden off this lady on this day. Well, it didn't take long for Jesus to respond. He said, "You hypocrites, didn't you also lift burdens on this day? This morning, when you got up, didn't you go out to your stable? Didn't you lift heavy buckets of feed to feed your animals? And didn't you go down to the well and carry back heavy buckets of water to water your animals? Surely, if you relieve the burden of your animals of burden on this day, how much better is it that we can relieve the burden of this daughter of Abraham, this child of God, on this holy day? You hypocrites, don't you see that this lady has been worshiping and giving praise to God nonstop since this has happened to her? She is full of joy, full of laughter, full of praise, full of thanks for this new life that she has been given, that this burden, this ailment has been lifted off of her. This is the way we worship on the Sabbath." The leaders of the synagogue had no reply to that. Many of them understood the words that Jesus was saying, and they hung their heads down in shame for not thinking of that themselves, of remembering that this day is a day of worship, not a day of laws, not a day of rules, but it's a day of giving thanks and praise to God. But then some of the other leaders did not get it. Their faces were turning beet red. And if you look close enough, you could see steam coming out of their ears. But they didn't say a word. They had no response. But for sure, they were planning a way to get back at Jesus. That for sure, they were planning to send a report to Jerusalem, to the leaders of the religion, to let them know what this Jesus has done and to put a stop to it. But when all the people heard these words of what Jesus had said, they broke out in laughter. They broke out in song. They broke out in joy, giving thanks and praise to God for what they had seen, because the Messiah who has been promised is in their midst. That they know that even that as Jesus was able to lift that burden off this one lady, that he has come to set them free. He has come to lift their burdens, to carry their burdens for them. And they broke out in worship. They broke out in true praise of God who has come to set us all free. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.